Nolte, Donald Trump mugshot triggers far-left NPR. By John Nolte on August 28, 2023. Far-left NPR, the taxpayer-subsidized welfare queen of fake news, is having a nervous breakdown over former President Donald Trump's now iconic and legendary mugshot. Basically, NPR's serial liars are angry because Trump's mugshot backfired on the left. You see, all of the corporate media spent hours and hours last week with their pants around their ankles refreshing the Fulton County website, waiting for their moment, that glorious moment the fascists have demanded for 7 years now, the arrest of the political opposition. That previous evening, while in bed high on cannabis gummies and spooning with a rubber doll after an evening of internet porn and a veggie meal delivered by an illegal alien, they all dreamt of this moment, the moment that would finally destroy Trump for good. The mugshot would finally, at long last and forever, humiliate him by making him look weak. And then this happened. So now NPR is crying. Typically, mugshots are associated with shame and humiliation, NPR whines. But for Trump and a pocket of his fan base, his mugshot, the first ever of an American president, was a badge of honor. For most people, mugshots are taken during one of the worst days of their lives, the crybabies added. The mugshot may help Trump's campaign, at least financially. My favorite part is how clumsily NPR tries to make this a race issue. Arrest images are also used disproportionately by race. In a 2021 study, Global Strategy Group found media coverage in the U.S. used mugshots in 45% of cases involving black defendants while only 8% of cases involving white defendants. Folks without power, they're criminalized. They don't have much say about it. But folks who have a lot of power get to redefine that picture, said Mary Angela Bach, a journalism professor at the University of Texas at Austin. Oh, okay. Cry more. That might help. Apparently, Trump is a racist for not rolling over and agreeing to be humiliated. The fascists are mad because Trump once again outsmarted them. That's all this is about, and NPR was so unprepared to be outsmarted it took them a week to find some dumb journalism professor who'd give them a dumb quote about how it's racist to outsmart them. All Joe Biden, his corrupt Justice Department, and his corrupt cronies in these corrupt district attorney offices are doing, with a ton of help from the corrupt corporate media, is stepping into Trump's accurate narrative that the entire establishment will violate every principle that makes a democracy to stop an outsider from obtaining power. You never ever 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 step in your opponent's narrative. And in their blind hate and desperation, that's exactly what these outrageous and unprecedented indictments have done. Tens of millions of Democrats can't see it. Brainwashed by MSNBC and CNN. They don't care about any of this banana republic stuff. They want an orange head on a pig pike. They want this narrative promised by Nazi news anchors to achieve climax. But the mugshot made what's happening to Trump real, which troubles decent people. Will there be enough decent people to beat the Democrat Party's advantage from the margin of cheating in 2024? I don't know. But scales are falling from enough eyes to worry the welfare queens at NPR. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.